He is the preeminence of all that is and was and will be. Amen. No easy faith. You know, I keep thinking this series is going to end, and God keeps giving me something else each week. Matthew chapter 10. Praise the Lord. Jesus is called the Prince of Peace. And that's where we know him as the Prince of Peace. And he is the Prince of Peace. But there's another aspect to Jesus that I believe we miss sometimes. And I want to speak to that today because it challenges our faith. The scriptures today just accentuates why there's no easy faith. It takes determination, it takes desire and effort to have faith and to develop your faith and to grow your faith. And so we're going to look at a few scriptures today that will challenge your faith, I believe, in those areas. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 34, beginning in verse 34. Jesus is speaking, and he says, "Do not think that I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's enemies will be those of his own household." A man's enemies will be those of his own household. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Tough words. True words. The Prince of Peace. But yet he says, "Do not think I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword." A sword. What is a sword? A sword is something that cuts. It cuts through. Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart." Now, when you think of a sword, what do you think of? Here is an authentic sword. Somebody from one of our worship team members gave this to me several years ago. And it's an exact replica of a sword. It's heavy, and yet the edges, if you slid your finger across there, would cut you. It's sharp. But think about the word. This is what the word does. Just think of what you could do with this sword if you swung it really hard, what it would do. The word of God is living and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword. Sharper than a two-edged sword. Piercing even to the division of soul and spirit. Our soul is our mind, our will, and our emotions. And then there's our spirit. Our spirit is our connection with God. And the sword, the word of God, like a sword, divides even between our soul and our spirit. Even the joints of bones and marrow. And it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. It knows your heart. It knows your thoughts. And it knows the motives of your heart. God's word is sharper than a two-edged sword. piercing even to the division of soul and spirit. You see, God's word separates our flesh from our spirit. Our soul is our mind, will, and our emotions. It's our flesh. And our spirit, again, is our connection with God. And God's word separates. It divides between soul and spirit, flesh and spirit. And so, God's word is powerful. It's living. It says the word of God is living and powerful. It's not just inks on a page. Ink on a page gives us the vision of reading it, knowing it and understanding it, but it's living. It's not the ink on the page. It's living in us and through us, or at least it should be, if we're intaking it. And Jesus said, I did not come to bring peace. I came to bring division. And you see, when we look at what Jesus said, his words are powerful. He says, a man's enemies will be those of his own house. You see, he says, I have come to set a man against his father, daughter against mother, daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be those of his own house. What did he mean? Why would he do that? Well, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh. Jesus is the Word, and the Word will divide. It will divide father against son. It will divide mother against daughter. It will divide daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. Why? Why? Because it's living and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, dividing soul and spirit. Dividing flesh from spirit. The word says the things of the flesh do not understand the things of the spirit. And so that's how the word divides. Because believers and unbelievers don't understand the same thing. Unbelievers cannot understand the things of the Spirit. And there's where the division comes in. And if you stand on God's word, you'll experience division. But if you shrink back and you hide from it, or you deny it, or you just passively step away, then you may not experience that. But then you're going to deal with God on that. You see, when you stand on God's word, it will create division. And it will create division possibly in your own house. And that's what Jesus is saying here. If a man, I have come to set a man against his father. Now, Jesus is not saying, I'm come to destroy families. He's come to build the family, but he builds the family with his word, but the word divides. Because the things of the flesh do not understand the things of the spirit. And so when someone without the Spirit of God is going to be set against someone with the Spirit of God, because they're on two different realms. They're in two different spiritual realms. One's in the realm of the flesh or the world, and the other is in the realm of the Spirit of God. And so that creates division. But you have to choose. You have to choose. You can avoid that division. You can avoid that division by denying the word. You say, Pastor, I'd never deny the word, really. What about if someone in your family is speaking and saying things that are ungodly or anti-God? Are you willing to step up and speak the word and say, God's word says this, and this is what I believe, and this is where I stand? Are you willing to do that with family? With friends? See, it gets close to home. And this is what Jesus said. I didn't come to bring peace. You see, he brings peace to the believer. internal peace. And if you have his peace, then you should have the peace to speak up and say, God's word says this, and this is what I believe, and this is where I stand. Not in an ugly way, but in an affirmative way, in a godly way. And you will see division, because God's word, as he says, will divide. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. It divides soul and spirit. It divides the flesh, the things of the world, into the things of God. And when you're dealing with people that are of the world, that don't have Jesus, and you do, there's going to be a natural division there. There's going to be a separation, because the world sees things differently than people who see things through the eyes of God. They look at the same thing, but they see them differently. And that creates a division. It creates a division. In verse 38 and 39, he says in Matthew 10, "And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me." He who finds his life will lose it. He who loses his life for my sake will find it. He who finds, who saves his life, takes the easy route, avoids confrontation, hides from the word, will lose his life. And he who loses his life for my sake, who stands on the word, who gives up family, friends, or whomever for God's word and for him, will save his life. You see, he who loses his life for my sake, meaning he who sacrifices for my sake. Are you willing to sacrifice? Are you willing to allow the sword of God's word to divide your world? To divide you from the world? To separate you from the world? And to keep you there and have you stand there? Luke chapter 12. Luke even, it's recorded again. Jesus says, "I came to send fire on the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled." Jesus came to start a fire on the earth. Do you have his fire? Do you have his fire burning in your belly, in your spirit? He says, "But I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how distressed I am till it is accomplished, till it's finished. Do you suppose that I came to give peace on earth? I tell you, not at all, but rather division. For from now on, five in one house will be divided, three against two, and two against three. Father will be divided against son, and son against father, mother against daughter, daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against her mother." Why? How? Because of this. Because of the word. The word separates. The word divides. It divides families. It divides friends, relatives, co-workers, students. It divides. It separates. Well, you might say, "Well, Pastor, that's not right. Jesus should be bringing the world together." Oh, he is. He is, but you see, there's a choice. There's those who will choose him, and there's those who will not choose him. There's those who will choose him and those who will refuse him. And you know, sometimes refusing him is not blatant, but subtle. As a matter of fact, we have a choice. That brings to mind this scripture. It won't be on the screen. Therefore, whoever commit, Jesus said, therefore, and this is right before he says, I don't bring peace, I bring division. He says, therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father in heaven. You see, we have a choice. We choose him or we refuse him. And sometimes we Christians can refuse him by simply saying, I'm not saying anything about that. I know they're wrong, and that's against God's word, but I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to stir things up. That's refusing him. That's denying him. Jesus said, if you deny me, I'll deny you. If you deny me, I'll deny you. You see, in Luke, he says, I came to send fire on the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. And then he talks about the division, but in a house. 3 against 2, 2 against 3 will be divided against one another. Father, son, mother, daughter, daughter-in-law, mother-in-law. You see, there's no easy faith. Faith takes work, it takes desire, it takes perseverance, and it takes effort to stand in faith and to walk in faith. And to stand on the Word and to walk in the Word. And you can't walk in the Word, you can't stand on the Word if you don't know the Word. You see, sometimes we, and the truth is, and many of you may have experienced it, the hardest people to witness to is your own family. Yep. You know, because they know you. They know all your hiccups, all your faults, all your slip-ups. They know if you're serious about your faith or you're not serious about your faith. And so sometimes we try to witness and share Jesus with family and friends, and they blow us off. Why? Sometimes it's our fault. Because we're saying one thing and we're doing another. Some of the hardest people to witness to are those of our own family. But don't shrink back. Because if the Word's going to bring division anyway, what's it going to hurt to witness to them? Amen. Because the Word's already divided. But you have an opportunity to bring them into the fold, to witness to them and to bring them into Christ, to bring them across that divide. But it takes faith to do it. It takes faith to do it. John chapter 7, verse 43 talks more about Jesus bringing division. In verse 42, it says, has not the scripture said that Christ comes from the seed of David and from the town of Bethlehem, where David was? So there was a what? A division among the people. Why? Because of who? Because of Jesus. There was a division among the people because of Jesus. And this is what he meant. I didn't come to bring peace, but division. Why? Because I came to bring truth to the world. And the truth will create division. You know, we're pretty good at that ourselves, stirring up strife and division. And it comes from the flesh. A lot of division comes from the flesh. But you know what? That's not the division Jesus wants. If you're going to stir up division, he wants you to stir it up with this. He wants you to stir it up with this. You know what the Bible calls this? The sword of the Spirit. It divides. It cuts. It severs. It separates. John chapter 9 and verse 16. The Pharisees were talking, and this man that Jesus has healed, they brought him in. He was blind, and Jesus had healed him. He'd been blind, I think, since birth. And it was the Sabbath when Jesus healed him. Remember that song we sang? Tear down my religion. Here's religion. Jesus healed a blind man on the Sabbath. The Sadducees and the Pharisees were blown away. You can't heal on the Sabbath. Therefore, some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God because he does not keep the Sabbath." Others said, "How can a man who is a sinner do such signs?" And there was a what? Division among them. You see, when Jesus walked the earth, he brought division. Because he was obedient to the Father. And he didn't care what day it was. He did what the Father told him to do. But religion said, "Oh, you don't do anything on the Sabbath." And I'm not demeaning the Sabbath, because there's a lot of ways that we don't acknowledge and treat the Sabbath properly today. But the point is this: he healed. He healed a blind man, and it happened to be the Sabbath. Jesus was not legalistic. He listened to the Father and he obeyed. But religion said you can't heal. You see, they weren't focused on what God did. They weren't focused on the things of God. They were focused on religion, their own religion. Man's ways, man's thoughts, man's understanding. The sword divides soul and spirit. You see, that was mind, will, and emotions for the Sadducees and the Pharisees. And Jesus was operating in the Spirit. And so there was a division among them. John 10, 19. Jesus was talking, and he was talking about laying down his life. And he said, "I'm going to lay down my life. I lay it down willfully. No one can make me lay it down. No, but I lay it down willingly, and I can pick it up, my life up, willingly." And it says in verse 17, "Therefore my Father loves me because I lay down my life that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down. I have power to take it again. And this command I have received from my Father." And then in verse 19, "Therefore there was a what? A division again among the Jews because of what? Because of what Jesus said. Because of the word. There was a division. A division." You see, Jesus brings division. Yes, he's the Prince of Peace. But he's the Prince of Peace in your spirit. Peace in your heart, which he brings to you in a relationship with him. But where the world is concerned, he brings division. That's why it says in the end, in the judgment seat, the sheep will be on one side and the goats on the other. You see, Jesus said, "I have come to bring fire on the earth, and I wish it were already kindled." What kind of fire is he bringing? He's bringing a fire that burns away everything and anything that's not of God. And the only things that will remain when that fire burns through are the things of God, the Word of God. John chapter 6. In verse 55 and 56, Jesus said, "For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him." Now, I want you to hear that again. My flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. His flesh and blood, Jesus, was true food and true drink. And that was hard to swallow, and it's even hard to swallow today for many. And what happened in verse 66, from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. Why? Because they said, these things are hard to understand. These things are too hard. And you know what happens today? The same thing happens today. If you get into the Word and you read the Word and you study the Word's going to change some things in your life if you'll let it. What is the Word? Remember what the Word is. Sharper than a two-edged sword, dividing even soul and spirit. And you see what happens today when the Word starts to divide soul and spirit? People start to waffle. Oh, this is too tough. Or God doesn't understand. Or God understands where I'm at. God wants me to be happy. So I'm going to do this and this and that. That's straight from hell. God wants you to be happy? Can you show me that in the Bible? I'm willing to listen. No. You know what? That's from the world. That's from the flesh. The flesh wants to be happy. And everybody wants to be happy. And everybody should be happy. But you got to understand something. Happiness is temporary. Happiness is based on things around you and circumstances and situations. But peace is based on this, truth. Peace is based on God's Word. Peace is based on what we know. And that's why the Word divides. That's why Jesus said, "I came to bring division." Because He's not concerned about our happiness. He's concerned about our salvation. He's concerned about a relationship with us and with Him. And so, there is no easy faith when you read God's Word and He says, "I'm going to set you against your own family. I'm going to set your family against one another." You know what happens to a lot of people? They do just what they said here. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. And you see, when it comes to dividing time, I'll say it that way, many Christians shrink back because they don't want to see division. Or they want people to like them. Or they want to get along with everybody. And they don't want to offend anyone, especially family. Well, we all want to get along with family and friends. But I'm going to tell you, there has been a separation between me and some of my family for years because it was separated just what Jesus talked about. Spirit and flesh. Oil and water don't mix. Spirit and flesh don't mix. I'm not at odds with them. I don't have an adversary relationship with them, but I don't have a close relationship with them because they don't believe in God. They're not saved, they're on a different atmosphere. We're divided in that way. But the time will come, as Jesus said, it will be adversarial. It will be adversarial. You'll be persecuted, you'll be ridiculed, you'll be called names, you'll be put down. And the enemies of a man's enemies will be those of his own household, the Word says. Your own families will do that. Are you willing to stand? Are you willing to endure that? Are you willing to walk through that? Whoever saves his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. You see, there's a whole lot of things going on today in this world that God, Jesus, is bringing division. And you might say, well, Pastor, there's plenty of division in the world. Yeah, I'm not talking about the division. And what you're seeing is demonic elements at work. Yes, there's division in the world, and it's what Jesus was talking about. Because the things of God and the things of the world don't mix. They separate. And if you're willing to stand and live and walk in the things of God, it's going to separate you from the things of the world. And that means people. That may mean friends, family, and others. Are you willing? Are you willing? Whoever saves his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. Are you saving your life? Are you losing your life today? Let's pray. Jesus said it's the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are Spirit and their life. The Spirit gives life. And the words that He speaks are life. Jesus said, I have not come to bring peace, but division. That means we have to choose. He said, you're either for me or you're against me. There's no neutral ground with Jesus. You're either for him or you're against him. And that's the division that he brings. Are you standing on His truth today? Are you willing to stand on His truth today no matter what it costs you? If it costs you friends, if it costs you a relationship with family, are you willing to stand in His truth? Do you have a relationship with Jesus as you sit here today? No, I'm not asking you if you know about Him or you believe who He is. Satan believes who He is. Satan doesn't have a relationship with Him. If you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, it only comes by faith. The Word says it's by grace through faith that you're saved, and that not of yourself. There's nothing you can do to earn your salvation, to work for it. Coming to church doesn't get you to heaven. Serving in kids, ushering, greeting, doesn't get you to heaven. It's only through a relationship, a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. It's only through repenting of your sin, asking Him to forgive you, and then by faith, receiving that forgiveness. Have you done that? If not, what are you waiting for? Time is ticking away. And as Reverend Billy Graham said, if you don't decide, time will decide for you. And when time decides for you, it's not the right decision. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you that your word brings truth. Your word cuts even between soul and spirit, bone and marrow. Your word goes to the deepest places possible in our lives and in our world. Thank you for the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, the truth of God that rightly divides and separates flesh and spirit. God, I pray that we choose to stand with the sword of your Spirit and let it divide where it may. In Jesus' name. Amen.